this is Best of All. Tonight, starring Skitch Henderson, Sylvia Michaels, and the Textor Singers. This is Kenneth Banghart presenting for NBC Best of All, another in a series of programs saluting each week outstanding American composers and performers of musical comedy, operetta, and motion picture scores. Tonight, Best of All salutes various of these artists in an unusual program of music specially selected by Skitch Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, the musical director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Kenneth Banghart, and welcome, everybody. Tonight, all the good, exhausted gentlemen of the orchestra and myself are offering a group of compositions which, for one reason or another, have interested me throughout my years as a musician, both in television and in radio. The first four of these numbers tonight are my tribute to probably my very best friend in the world, David Rose. And it's been a long time, David, to catch up, but here's the tribute tonight. Years ago, in the days when every radio station and network had what was called a standby pianist, someone prepared to pound the keys whenever something went wrong with the technical facilities of the hookup. I think you remember those days,
yes,
don't you, Ken?
Quite frequently it happened, too.
Well, I was the standby pianist in Hollywood. David Rose was the standby pianist in Chicago. And a good friend of ours by the name of Morton Gould was on standby here in New York.
Pretty good standbys we had, I think, don't you?
You know, the only time they called on me, I wasn't there, and I lost my job the next day. It's a true story. Later, I was a pianist in David Rose's orchestra in Hollywood. I'm indebted to David not only for happiness in the orchestra, but for great friendship. And I've always had, obviously, the greatest of admiration for him, not only as a composer and a conductor and a musician, but as a gentleman and a friend.
And the first of the David Rose compositions played for us by Skitch Henderson and the orchestra will be Manhattan Square Dance.
Thank you.
When any band plays a college date, one of the favorites of both the boys and the girls on the floor and the boys in the bandstand is David Rose's own composition, which Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play for us now, Nostalgia. Music is a language all by itself, and for this reason it often happens that a composer, having expressed himself superbly with little dots on sheets of music paper, is hard put to find a title in the clumsier language called English. David Rose found himself in this predicament one time when he had to write an original composition for a concert. He had no more than the usual trouble with that chore, but he couldn't think of a title until in desperation he looked at the clock. It was 4:20 a.m. So he called his piece 4:20 a.m., Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play it for us now, with the assistance of the texter singers, who speak the pure language of music and not one word of English, for there are no lyrics. 4:20 a.m.
Do, 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 do.
It was inevitable that Skitch Henderson would include in his musical tribute to David Rose the composition he's about to play. Inevitable because if there's one thing the professional musician likes and remembers fondly, it's the virtuoso selection, and for the entire orchestra, the Dance of the Spanish Onion is surely that. Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play David Rose's Dance of the Spanish Onion. Thank you. Turning now from the compositions of David Rose to program music, which Skitch has a special fondness for, we come upon a composition by Robert Farnon. Everyone but everyone has heard his music. In the broadcasting business, when a producer looks for a theme, he more than likely will come up with one of Robert Farnon's works. Among these, and perhaps the most popular, is Portrait of a Flirt, played for us now by Skitch Henderson and the orchestra. What follows, as they say at banquets and many other places, needs no introduction. Aside from Gershwin, there's only one American composer whose work is at once popular and also on its way toward classic status. He's the only American composer, again aside from Gershwin, whose work the great Toscanini has recorded. That composer is, of course, Ferdy Grofe. And Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play for us the familiar and graceful love theme from Mississippi Suite. Thank you. know, in the broadcasting business, it sometimes happens that producers will requisition a masterpiece as casually they would requisition a box of paper clips. Skitch Henderson knows all about this sort of thing. For example, on a TV assignment, he was told that what was wanted was something like Offenbach's Gaieté Parisienne, but for some strange reason, the producer would not want Gaieté Parisienne itself. Offhand, you know, write something original for us. Sounds very familiar, Skitch. Anyway, Skitch did write it, and he named it after his French poodle. Here it is now, played by Skitch and the orchestra, Little Missy Poo. And P.S., in the 80th bar, he got stuck and he had to revert to the original. Skitch's own composition, Little Missy Poo. Listening to Best of All, tonight starring Skitch Henderson with Sylvia Michaels, the Keith Texter Singers, and the orchestra. Part two will follow after a special message and a brief pause for station identification.
Do you know how many shopping days there are before Christmas? Not many if you have a serviceman or woman stationed overseas, because you must have their packages in the mail by November 15th in order to guarantee Christmas delivery. Remember, too, that thousands of extra packages are in the mail at this time of year, and in spite of the best efforts of the Post Office Department, some never reach their destinations because they're poorly wrapped or incorrectly addressed. The Defense Department and the Post Office Department need your help. Please see that your Christmas parcels to servicemen overseas are mailed before November 15th, and be sure they are well wrapped and correctly addressed. Put your return address on every parcel. And don't send perishable food items, matches, or lighter fluid. Your local post office has complete mailing information, including a list of those articles which cannot be mailed. Don't forget the date, November 15th, so your overseas serviceman will be sure of a Merry Christmas. Stay tuned for more Skitch Henderson and Best of All over most NBC radio stations.
Thank you.
is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All. Tonight, starring Skitch Henderson with Sylvia Michaels, the Texter Singers, and the orchestra. Currently delighting lovers of good records is a Skitch Henderson album entitled A Man and His Music. The orchestra brought together by Skitch for this recording session was drawn from the fine personnel of the NBC Symphony and the Philharmonic. We're going to play now from the album four selections. The first is Andalusia, as orchestrated by one of the members of the orchestra, the principal cellist, by the way, Alan Shulman. Another composition from the album, A Man and His Music, a Skitch Henderson composition this time. It's a ballet which Skitch wrote on order for a TV show starring Nora Kay. Skitch, what do you do with all your spare time, by the way? The title of this is Courtship, Skitch at the Piano. Thank you. Skitch Henderson playing his own composition, Courtship. Any friend of our musical director knows well why Skitch chose to include the next selection in his album, A Man and His Music, because every friend of Skitch's has heard him say at one time or another that his idea of the perfect Christmas gift for anyone is a recording of a certain gay and charming piece which features reeds and percussion only. The piece is Liadov's Snuffbox, and here it is. Before we pass on to salute a city, one final selection from Skitch Henderson's album, A Man and His Music, Tango in D by Albanitz.
Thank you.
I said a moment ago that we were going to salute a city. In a way, it would be more accurate to say that we're going to salute a state of mind. The city, or the state of mind, call it what you will, has a name. And that name is magical the world over, New York. New York is, of course, as lovable and as irritating as a favorite old uncle. Yet it's as young as the dreams of all the young people who come here to chase a rainbow called success or glamour. Everyone who's ever lived in New York appreciates that you can't get this city out of your blood or out of your hair. And since a number of the people who live or have lived here are musical folk, naturally there have been many songs about the city. Skitch has selected two excerpts from Leonard Bernstein's ballet music for On the Town. And first we're going to hear Subway Ride. Now from Leonard Bernstein's On the Town ballet music, The Great Lover.
Thank you.
And now from Leonard Bernstein's On the Town Ballet Music, The Great Lover. Skitch Henderson and the orchestra in a composition of Vernon Duke's, one of our real favorites, Autumn in New York. This year, and most recently this past weekend, New Yorkers have been alerted time and again to the probable arrival in their midst of some wild women named Carol, Edna, and Hazel. But Nothing invented out of town in the tropics could faze people who daily brave subway rush hours and stalled elevators in the oppressive heat of summer in the city. Kind of in tribute to the valiant spirit of the natives of Manhattan Island in the midst of the latest hurricane, Skitch Henderson and the orchestra with the Texter Singers play and sing a song that describes what they did, went singing in the rain.
I'm singing in the rain.
I'm singing, just singing in the rain.
What a grand and what a glorious feeling.
Feeling
happy again.
I'm laughing at clouds.
Who cares if the clock up above?
That old misty sun's in my heart. And I'm ready, ready for love.
So let the stormy clouds chase.
Oh, chasing everyone from the plain.
I'm singing, come on with the rain. I've a smile on my face.
I'm ready to walk down the lane.
I'm walking with a happy refrain.
I'm singing,
just singing, just singing in the rain.
Let the stormy gods chase everyone from the place. To come on with the rain, I'm a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain. Singing at my window pane, I'm happy while I'm singing in the rain.
And finally, in our salute to New York, Sylvia Michaels and the Texter Singers vocalize as Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play Tenement Symphony.
Schubert wrote a symphony, too bad he didn't finish it. Gershwin took a chord in G and proceeded to diminish it. I saw the variation on a theme that I thought pretty,
and I found my inspiration on the east side of the city.
The Collins and the Kellys, the Campbells and Vermicellis all form a part of my tenement symphony. The Collins, Tenonola, the Kellys and their Victrola all form the heart of my tenement symphony.
The Campbells come tumbling down the stairs. Oh, Marie, oh, Marie, you'll be late for your day with this here.
up a grand illusion. It's my tenement symphony in four flats.
The kid on the first floor practicing the minuet. The kid on the second floor yelling for the dinner that he didn't get.
The guy on the third floor awakened from his slumber by the guy on the fourth floor practicing the rumba. The songs of the ghetto inspired the allegretto. You'll find them in my tenement symphony. The cry of a vendor, that a lullaby sweet and tender. I combine them in my tenement symphony.
The yelling of children will greet your ear.
Dulia, dulia, dulia.
Holly G, Holly G.
Gotta stop, there's a cop.
Hey, chickie.
It's my tenement symphony. In four flats.
Well, Skitch, I guess that does it for this week. It's time to close up shop. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Best of All, tonight starring Skitch Henderson, the Texter Singers, and the orchestra. This is Kenneth Banghart, inviting you to be with us next week when Best of All will salute Carmen Jones, the great musical with music by Bizet and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein. Continuity for Best of All was written by Robert Senadella. This is an NBC Radio Network production directed by Parker Gibbs.
This evening, Mildred Miller joins the telephone hour on the